Hi, I'm Rob Brown and welcome you accounting, finance professionals, tech enthusiasts to the Accounting Answers podcast. We've embarked on a captivating exploration of the future of accounting and its profound connection to the ever-changing technology ecosystem. Think for a moment how access to the minds of a range of accounting experts, influencers, vendors and leaders would keep you super informed about what's going on in this wonderful profession. You'd stay relevant and future-focused. You'd make better strategic and career decisions if you know what forces are in play and what factors are driving change. To unravel complexities and unveil the future of accounting, I've personally interviewed 111 leading accounting professionals, tech leaders, and industry influencers, each bringing their unique expertise and insights to the table. And together, we'll delve into the five critical questions that will shape the accounting world. Through the eyes and minds of people living the accounting life or talking to accountants every day, we'll talk about five critical topics that ignite impassioned debates and stimulate minds across the globe. We're mapping the transformative trajectory of the accounting profession and its symbiotic relationship with the technological revolution. We'll be asking about the next-gen accountants, how far down the advisory line firms are, what's going to change the accounting world, what the software vendors and tech providers could do better to serve accountants, and what's coming up in the future. Let's get straight into the answers for today's topic. All this week, we're asking the question, what, if anything, will significantly change accounting in the next few years? What changes are on the horizon? Few doubt that we're undergoing seismic shifts, propelled by technological advancements, the rise of innovative business models, and the ever-evolving regulatory landscape. And this dynamic environment presents many questions, challenges, and opportunities that demand our attention. It's good to stay informed, so let's dive in to hear what our experts have to say. It's time to listen to Liz Farr, CPA, ghostwriter for thought leaders in accounting, translating complex accounting concepts into accessible and engaging content and amplifying the voices of industry leaders.
The next few years, I believe that AI has the potential to make a lot of big changes. It's going to automate a lot of the grunt level, entry level work. The stuff that we all hated to do, but had to do. And this is great, but it also means that we're going to have a new paradigm in teaching accountants how to be accountants. Because if you don't have to spend years and years doing data entry or ticking and tying things, then there's going to be a different way that people will learn this. You know, maybe this will be good, maybe not. I don't really know. But if you think back, an analogy is thinking back to the first cars and the first computers. To operate those, you needed to have a lot of knowledge about how they worked. And without that knowledge, you really couldn't do anything. So I'm thinking that we are just on the verge of another transition point where people will recognize that maybe we don't need the detailed knowledge of the debits and credits, but there is some other way to bring accountants, aspiring new accountants, into that kind of instinctual feeling for how accounting works. I don't know what that will look like, but I think that we're going to have to change how we train accountants.
Welcome into the show now. Lucy Cohen, co-founder and CEO of Mazuma, offering subscription accounting with proprietary tech, redefining accounting services with a focus on accessibility and technological innovation.
Some of the largest shifts in accounting are going to be around technology, and not in the way that we might think it might be, in terms of there's going to be new technology that everyone's going to be using and it's going to speed things up. I think actually what's going to happen is accountants are going to start really closely monitoring how effective the technology they're using is, because we've gone through this very fast paced set of changes. We've suddenly got people with these humongous tech stacks, and actually, are they getting any value out of them? Or have they just created a Frankenstein monster, which is just breeding inefficiency? So I think what we're going to see, what one of the biggest shifts is going to be, is seeing people being very selective over their tech stacks and over their cost bases. And I think that's going to drive real change, because suddenly vendors can't just have feature creep. You can't just keep adding new widgets and shiny whirring things into it. It has to provide real value for your customer, which will in turn get passed on to their customer. And I think that's probably a shift we're likely to see in the next couple of years.
Let's dive into the insights of Margot Rudy, CFO and fintech enthusiast from Uku, where she leverages accounting practice management software to streamline operations and empower accountants with innovative tools.
AI co-pilot tools will significantly impact the field. These will be tools that not only provide you with templates and basic answers, but also actually are able to complete some tasks for you, make suggestions, and replan your workday based on how you usually manage to succeed. Think about wellness, health, and sports apps that already strive to be your personal coach. What if an accountant has a co-pilot or an agent that can complete several tasks to, let's say, 80 to 90% of the expected level? The accountant will simply have to check that nothing is missed and that the results add up. So what if the accountant only has to click confirm to sending out 100 emails asking for due documents? Or if the co-pilot can answer many questions coming in from the client portal or starts making upsells by suggesting services that your clients actually use, but you haven't noticed to invoice so far? And what if your co-pilot finds ways to cut some costs or better yet, increase income in a few places that you actually maybe even knew about, but never had the time to tackle? Now the co-pilot will tackle it for you, or at least with you, so you will actually get more done. And the co-pilot knows your productive hours, so it can assign most valuable tasks to those time slots.
Here with us now is Mark Walker, CEO at VFD Pro, helping entrepreneurs survive, thrive, scale, and exit successfully, offering strategic insights and tools to enhance business performance and prepare for successful transitions.
I think the most significant impact is going to be the needs of the next generation of accountants. So they're going to need to have far more fulfilling roles. They're not going to be sort of people that want to come to work, get paid a lot of money to do a boring job. And let's face it, it's not the most interesting of jobs. I know I'm an accountant. I've done it myself. Been an accountant for 25 years. They're going to need to make a difference. And even if that difference is a small difference for one business owner in one business once a year, at least that gives them something more fulfilling within their roles than literally going for a process sheet at the end of every month going, I've done that, I've done that, I've done that, I've done that. So I see the next generation being the ones that are going to change the profession for us. The impact that's going to have on the profession essentially is it's going to make a lot of people very scared, because we're going to have huge change management problems across the entire profession. We've got practice owners that have built up practices over 20, 30, 40 years, employing people that have been employed to do a job, and they've done a job very well over that period of time. The job is naturally going to have to change because of the new people coming into the profession, and hopefully the education of business owners making them want more from the account. So we're going to have to offer a different type of service. And I think we'll have a lot of scared people within the accountancy profession. So that may mean a number of things. It could be more consolidation. It could be more people wanting to sell up because they just can't face that change management headache. But for the ones that embraced it, you've got a far more profitable and far more enjoyable business model going forward.
Introducing to the microphone, Matthew Banker, marketing strategist and host of the Marketing for Accounting Firms podcast, where he shares cutting-edge marketing strategies and insights to help accounting firms grow and prosper.
Well, I think the obvious answer is AI. I tie that directly. I think AI and outsourcing solve very similar problems. And I think that they're linked to the root problem, which is the biggest change is that in-person, client-facing, relationship management, advisory, all that stuff that is person-to-person is going to become more important for that frontline firm. And firms are going to see back-end solutions through AI and automation and outsourcing as the way to primarily deliver most of production side of work, and that the role of the accountant is going to be more of an advisor and more of that like relationship manager, helping communicate, clarify, interpret. All of that is going to be more and more valuable because the task side of things is going to become more of a background thing. The accountant at least that client-facing one, isn't going to be the one data entering into the books or filling out the taxes, but they're going to be helping the client understand what those books look like, what they mean, how to do tax planning. All of those things are going to become more and more important. But the technical skills, those are things that are easier to automate and train and outsource. And so I think that that's going to become less of the job description for a lot of, you know, US, UK, Australian, you know, a lot. I'm sure this is happening in other countries, but those are the ones, the areas that I'm a bit more familiar in. I think that that's really going to be the biggest change.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what, if anything, will significantly change accounting in the next few years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of what is coming up change-wise for accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best influencers and leaders we can find in the accounting world. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends and colleagues. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. These are great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.